We now pause 10 seconds for station identification.
At the tone, 6 a.m. and Robin and Maynard live. The time is 6 a.m. God damn it.
Here's the latest time. It's now 6:05.
Your calls may be recorded for quality assurance, for training purposes, or to play back for our friends because we think you're about the biggest dipshit in town.
Carrie, you have washed my sheets.
Really?
Well, you stayed at my house in Montana some years ago.
Oh, my gosh, I did. That's right.
That's
the big log
right.
cabin.
That's right. Now,
well, that's presumptuous of you to think that I did wash the sheets. But...
How did that weekend go with Robin at her cabin?
Robin wasn't there.
Oh, she wasn't there.
There was a bit of a problem with our show and your town last week. Carrie, I don't know if you heard about it.
Yeah. Yes, we did hear about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to make light of it.
No.
Here's the difference now and when I was mayor of Bellevue years
ago. All right.
You know, public safety's always been the priority, and especially the priority for citizens now. But now we have this thing called terrorism as part of the public safety picture. Mm-hmm. And it just scares the hell out of all of us that have responsibility for people's lives. And it's real, and we worry about it every day.
Yeah.
It's especially real around water. We also have a city that's adjacent to a shipyard that deals with lots of stuff that, you know, they don't like to talk about, and I don't.
So what is it?
Well, they're dealing with nuclear ships over there.
Oh, yeah, in Bangor.
Now, are you at the shipyard, or are you in Bangor?
No, I'm at the shipyard.
Right.
Okay.
But there's a nuclear component there. They're perfectly safe. Everything's fine, but... This whole idea that somebody could do something pretty catastrophic to any city is real, and we have to treat it that way.
Okay, I know you do, but you realize that dihydrogen monoxide is water.
I understand the game that was played. I still think, to be honest with you, and I love you guys.
I know you do.
I think it was irresponsible on your part.
You do.
I do, and... I hope stations learn from it, and I hope they don't do it anymore.
Because these are tough times.
Carrie Bozeman, nice enough to take a hit and then turn around and
spank us publicly.
Wait a minute.
I don't think that's the term.
Wait a second.
How about this?
I want to put this past us and move on.
I want to put it past us, but I don't feel like there's been enough punishment. You know, I'm a girl that likes a good swat here and there. So, how about when you cut the ribbon on the tunnel? Okay, there's going to be that day in the next 40 months.
Yeah.
I will allow you to give me a public spanking. Bend me over your knee and swat me right there. What do you think?
About the worst ideas.
That is a terrible idea. We don't do public spankings.
Oh, no.
Maybe in Seattle they do.
Yeah, that was a good decision.
Here's the deal. If you guys will promote one of our events that supports children.
Oh, always.
Then, you know, that's what I'd love to see happen.
Okay.
And if I could work with you on that. So we could raise some more money for kids over here.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
We'll promise that to you right now.
Okay, great.
In the meantime...
What if I could bring the panty bandit in for you?
There is a panty bandit over there. You know that.
Yeah, do I?
Well, you should. You're the mayor.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? The hamper snarf? He's one of the all over Bremerton.
Come on. He breaks into your house and gets into your hamper and roots around.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
The Bremerton Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
That's what you got right here.
Officer Lee Groinen.
You
Seattle
are.
Seattle's toughest guy.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you connect me through to the Chief of Public Safety, one hot tamale by the name of Phyllis Mann.
Phyllis Mann. You saw her on television. You thought she was a hot potato?
Yeah, let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
When the lights hit that, honey, a quasar tube about blew all over my Curtis Mathis.
No kidding. Your TV liked it.
Now, there's a broad that's built for color TV, right?
That's that.
Bright peach lipstick and a Lucille Ball hairdo.
You like the
My little tangerine dream. Zowie.
Whammo, Zowie. I can't help you with the connection there, sir.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
Well, I tell you.
Wait a second. Now, wait, hold on a minute. Why don't you hold on? I thought you were good to go with Janet Reno and Madeline Albright.
Those names don't have power, not compared to Phyllis Mann.
Yeah?
She knows two things.
Yeah, what's that?
Sensible shoes and public safety.
Is that right?
Oh, that's right. So you tell her this for me.
Yeah.
I don't care what's in the water over there to Bremerton.
Mm-hmm.
You tell her to drink it till she bloats because it's working, baby.
No, it's working
on one tough cop. A woman called man. Now, that's the Philly for me.
Oh, you like
that's
that.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much, Graham. And we'll pass.
Permanent, huh? Good place to leave.
Yeah, there you go.
Well. Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this,
you're hallucinating. You're just nuts.
I'm not what's nuts. On? I'm nuts to be here with you.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Are you kidding? The hamper snarf? He's one of the hammer Bramerton.
Come on. He goes into, he breaks into your house and gets into your hamper and roots around.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.